Welcome to Elevate, where we explore the intersection of leadership, culture, and well-being. Join us as we embark on a journey to empower both individuals and organizations to reach new heights of success and fulfillment. I'm your host, Annette Dowdle, and together, let's elevate the way we work and live. Let's welcome Heather Mahoney.
Hello.
My friend.
Yes.
Yes. I'm so happy to have you here today. You have an impressive resume. Your life is just extraordinary. You've had 35 years as being a successful businesswoman and a beautiful mom and mother. You're a twin.
Yes.
And you have twin boys.
Yes.
Which we have in common because I had twins.
Oh, that's right. Yes,
yeah,
that's right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So anyway, I just love the way that you exude the energy that you do. And it takes a special person to have that. But you're also a great leader, a great business person. You're successful in so many different areas of your life. Why do you feel like that's happened for you?
Okay, so why do I feel like that's happened for me? I think there's natural born gifts that really God gives you from the beginning of time. I think they're always birthed in there, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And whether it's the influence of a parent, whether it's someone greater than yourself, or if it's just really something instinctively in you that you like, you know what, I need to go do it because that's my calling and my purpose. And you know what, Annette, when you asked me to speak, I was just thinking about, I've been doing this for 36 years, actually. And so what has propelled me to not only stay on top, but really want to continue to grow myself as well as grow people. And I think the biggest thing that has made me do that is knowing, you know what, there's really more. Like, what else can I do and how can I do it and how can I do it better? And that to me is like a spirit of curiosity. And I think from the time I started my career, which has been my only career, this has been my only job, was to be a hairstylist. I've never worked until I was 19 years old. And I grew up in an entrepreneurial family. So it was really something that we caught and taught that, you know what, the easiest thing for you to do is own your own business. So we just organically did it, really not even knowing how to. It's just knowing what we want to. And our first goal was always two things. And I tell this to people. You have to be passionate, but you have to not be afraid to work hard. And so many people end up giving up because passion can only drive you so far, right? But you got to have that work ethic, right? That fortitude, right? That resiliency, that risk factor that makes you want to say, you know what? I did it then. I can do it again, right? Because, I mean, you know, you've been in business for so many years.
Right.
And think about all those setbacks or those things that wanted to stop you. You know, what was in you to say, you know what? No, there's more, right?
Right.
And so I think for me, that's probably been a part of my, honestly, my DNA. I think I was wired that way, you know? And then like you and I do have in common, we both have twins and I have four kids. And I love the fact that I've been able to wear many hats. You know, some people look at that and say, how can you do so much? But I think it's really being strategic and knowing how to master your time. And realize every part of who you are, God gave it to you for you to do it and do it well. It's just knowing how to be conscious of your time and doing everything deliberate, whether you're playing with your kids, whether you're running a business, whether you're casting vision, or whether you're growing people.
Yeah.
You know? So, and I think at the end of the day, I really love what I do.
Right.
And I think if you love what you do, that saying that used to say you never work a day in your life, and I think that's really true.
Yeah, I can relate to
that. Yeah, I can too.
So what do you think is unique about being a woman and being successful and doing all of those things, you know, for the women out in the audience?
Right, right.
What I mean, like, how have you been able to balance all the many hats that you wear?
Right. I think women naturally are just better multitaskers by nature.
And I would agree with that.
I think for me, I love, like, my five goals I'm accomplished today. I write things down every day and how I want to strategically accomplish those goals. And I think women are a lot of times moved and motivated by different things. You know, some men may just be motivated by money or success. I think your motivation needs to be greater than that. And I think when it is, it's not that it's easy, but you can strategically always go back to, well, you know what, I've been called to do this. You know what? And We were divinely designed to be nurturers, right? To nurture. What does nurturing do? It builds up somebody, right? It feeds people, right? It loves them. So he, the creator God, put that in the inside of us to nurture. And so I love the fact that in my business, not only do I nurture my children, but I really nurture people
Right.
because people want to be touched. And the byproduct for us is to, oh, I'm going to touch you, but honestly, I'm going to make you look beautiful. But at the end of the day, how do you feel?
Well,
Right.
so talk about touch. Okay, so during COVID, you were building your new building
Yes.
and people weren't touching anybody.
Right.
And you created a care salon
Right.
and because you realized how important it was for touch.
Right. So I think what's so interesting with that, with COVID, I always had a desire to enlarge and really own my own building, which we have two locations. So my parents always instilled in us, you really want to just own your own property, right? So that was always my goal. So I think it's just funny that 2020 happened to be the worst year for all of us as a nation. But for me, because I knew really where I was going, I was like, you know what? This is not a setback, it's a setup, and I'm moving forward. But going back to what you asked me is that we always did beauty, and so we were always a hair salon. But it made us really rethink and realize, you know what? We're really a care salon. So we designed this neat, amazing space that's called our care space. And it gives us an opportunity to transform hair, which people come in naturally expecting that. But really, what it's done, it's given us the power of touch to transform how they feel. Because when you leave that room, your hair definitely looks better because that's really the nature of what we do. But you feel so much better because at the end of the day, people want to feel valuable, right? And they want to feel touched. And they want to feel like, hey, have you noticed me today? Right? Am I important? Right? So for us, it took us to say, you know what, we're not just a hair salon, we're really a care salon. And that really rolled into something that we say often is, you know, health is really the new wealth, because with just mind health and body health, that really is a wealthy component of who you are, right? So we just realized that that opportunity, which was COVID, which shut the nation down, but it made us look at it and realize the greatest thing that we have is really relationships and people. And I love this saying. It says that relationships is God's transportation system. And that's true. Everything's through relationships and through people, right? Because really, that's what makes us run companies. That's what makes us successful. That's what makes us have amazing, lasting, eternal relationships. It's people. So for us, we've taken that care space and we've taken that philosophy, and it's made me more in touch with everywhere I go. What message am I leaving for someone? You know what I mean? So it's been a beautiful thing.
So, in my, in my business, I'm an insurance consultant, and people call me because they know that I'm a good problem solver. And it's sometimes not even about insurance,
Right,
you know.
right.
It's about it could be
Them.
about business. It could be about them. It could be that's kind of what I've become known for.
Right.
And that in my network, my network is a really good asset for me.
Right.
I can call people. If I don't know how to do it, I can find somebody who can do it,
Right.
right?
Right.
So what do you think that you're known for as far as business? Just not personal, but just business.
Connecting people. I think it's again, I'm gonna go back to I've always been curious, and I always want to know, so what do you know? So what do you know how to do better? I think it's so important to always ask questions. And so I think that for me, it's just connecting with clients, connecting with other businesses, you know, connecting with the industry, my industry on a larger level. I think that connecting piece is really probably what has caused me to continue to grow and stay current.
So, everybody looks at you and they go, oh, Heather, she's so beautiful and she's successful. But you have struggles too.
Oh, totally.
So,
Absolutely.
can you tell, people, is there something business-wise or personal-wise that you had to overcome that, that made you better
Right, right.
in the long run?
Okay, well,
But at the time that you were in it, because when you're in it, it just kind of really sucks.
Well, you know, let me tell you what's one of my favorite words, overcome. Because it says, he who overcomes shall inherit all things. And so to overcome, right? You had to overcome something. So, right? To for that to be important to you. So what have I overcome? I've overcome fear. I've overcome inadequacy. I've overcome insecurity. I've overcome doubt, right? I've overcome anxiety. And so when I feel any of those things, which I do, you know, regularly, you know, I've been doing it for so long. So did I feel that at 19? Yes. Did I feel that when we opened up our company at 27? Yes, right? Did I feel it at 32 when I had my first child, second at 37, the twins at 39? I felt that because there's ebbs and flows in everything, right? But I've always had that spirit of resilience and that spirit of endurance and that spirit to say, you know what? Tomorrow's going to be a better day. I know it's going to work out for my good. You know what? If I keep sowing and I keep believing, right? I know it's going to be great. So it's just, Annette, one thing I wanted to mention because I think it's super important. Everything that you overcome really starts, honestly, with what you believe about yourself. My mother would always say, look in the girl in the mirror is the girl in charge. And so
Oh,
that
I love that
saying
saying.
has meant to me, you know what? What am I saying about me? And I just finished reading a book called Worthy. And this is really a great message for young people. It really is. So I want everybody to hone on this one little saying. She said, look in the mirror and say to yourself, what can I do for you today? I want you to know I love you. It's very weird. It makes you feel weird. I did it a few times. I thought it was bizarre. But that's so true because when you can cast down all your vulnerabilities, honestly, with yourself and with people around you first, right? And take off that fear, take off that worry. But it starts with what you say. It starts with what you see and what you think. So I am a calleth those things that be not girl, meaning that when I'm feeling a certain way that is really not going to be the best for me and for my team and other people, I speak something that I don't even feel because I believe that creating that atmosphere will eventually line me up with what my outcome's going to be. Because you know how many days you walk into your business and you're like, okay, I have bills to pay. I have expectation to cast. I have clients to take care of, right? People don't know the backstory of what my morning was like. They don't know what I had to do with taking care of my children, my parents, et cetera, my husband. And so how do you overcome that? It really starts first with you identifying it with yourself and saying something that is greater from someone who's greater than you that lines your words up to really create the atmosphere of what you're looking for. I used to leave work many times and I would be declaring what kind of day I wanted to have, right? And who I'm going to be seeing, and I can't wait to see this client, and just remembering all the details about different people that I absolutely love, and not feeling any of that at all. And at the end of the day, as I'm walking to my car, I'd have recall and say, you know what? Ended up being an amazing day. My client told me how they had a fear of something, or they were anxious about something with their kids. But I ended up speaking life over them, which really built confidence back in me to say, you know what? I got this. So I think for me, it's what you think and what you say and what you see and what you hear is really what you become.
So, you know, I had a couple bad years a couple years ago, and I said my superpower is resilience because
Me
it
too.
was like really, it was hard. It was really dark times. It was a lot to go through. And I learned to be more authentic through that. You know, you talk about overcoming. Well, you know, there was some good things that came out of all that. I learned to be more authentic and not be so like, you know, thinking I had to be put together all the time and be perfect. And I learned to be more vulnerable too. And so I think that was some of the good things that came out of that process. But some of the things that I hear you saying is like, you know, the meditation and the gratitude and being very intentional about that is really important to show up to be your best self at work and in life.
Well, you know, it's interesting. I think probably if we looked at the timeline. I think we were going through the same thing 2 or 3 years ago. So we weren't really on the same page. And I remember so many mornings, I would really want to get, I just really wanted to quit. Mm-hmm. And almost having trauma brain.
Yeah.
And when I look back and realize, you know, how did I overcome that? Well, I have to be honest, I have an amazing husband who is very authentic and vulnerable.
Yeah.
So he disarms me of my having to be strong all the time. Mm-hmm. But it's interesting because that was really a time when really we were going over your hair and what's going on with your hair. And right. Remember
right.
that?
Yeah.
And even we can have physical signs of symptoms of things that are going on or the turmoil on the inside. Right.
Right. Yes.
It does affect your hair. But I really knew that because I know you. And I don't even think I even said it to you. But you know what? I promise you, it gave me an opportunity to pray for you because what I needed, mm-hmm. you needed too. Oh. Does that make sense?
Yes, yes.
And so now we can look on the other side of it and say, how did I do it? Well, we did it because of that resiliency.
Right.
And it's not a pretty word. I mean, it doesn't, you know, no, you're not going to, that's not going to be
your word
for the year. Right. It's definitely not sexy.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, anybody who accomplished anything, they had resiliency, they were tenacious, and they persevered. To know I'm going to get to the other side.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
I know exactly what you're saying. So, you know, on this podcast, we talk about leadership. We talk about culture. We haven't talked about brand. And you and I have had this discussion before about how important that is. And you have a very well-respected, trusted brand. And a lot of people are not intentional and thoughtful about that, but you are.
Right.
Can you share, like, Where did you start with brand and what is your brand that you see and that you want to tell? How do you come about that?
Okay. So again, because we opened our company at 27. So at 27, almost 36 years ago, I wasn't thinking brand at all, honestly. I was really just thinking I'm an identical twin, that we do look different. We have passion. We work hard. And we both have this unique gift of remembering everything. I'm majorly into the details, and so is Holly. So that just that, with remembering people, remembering what we did last time, loving relationships, being passionate about the beauty industry, right? Not being afraid to work hard. I think all those started to really accelerate our brand. And as our brand accelerated, what it did, it ended up empowering people to say, oh my gosh, I need to be a part of that brand. Not even being aware 36 years ago of brand, that right now I'd have to say our brand is a brand that it's an elevated brand. I mm-hmm. love luxury. Mm-hmm. I love luxury language. I like things to look different. I am into the details. Education is probably one of the thriving things that we do on a regular basis, from technical skills, right? From how to build a business, how to build people. So, I mean, one of our words when we first opened our company is that where beauty is ageless. So I was saying that at 30, and I'm still declaring it, right?
Right, because, especially as we're getting
yes, exactly. So, you know, beauty really is ageless, mm-hmm. because ageless is really how you think and how you feel.
Right.
Not so much of just, you know, chronologically getting older, right? Mm-hmm. So our brand is, it's an elevated brand. It's a brand that is committed to beauty and committed to people. It's a brand that really we do like to be set apart. It's a brand that has evolved into caring. We were really one of the first hair salons in the 90s that created a gift certificate business. Mm-hmm. We were the first mega spa in 1995 when we opened up. At that time, we had 90 employees before Katrina came. And Katrina was such a devastating time. Mm-hmm. But for us and our brand, we said, you know what? What can we do to propel and move forward? So for us, we expanded. Right. But having enough of that, the capital to do that, having enough of the vision to see that any of those setbacks, we looked at them as an opportunity to grow. And so our gift certificate business, you know, we used to do $1 million a year just in gift certificates.
Oh, wow.
Which was amazing, which really just built our spa. So the spa, which was upstairs, which was the Feel Good, right, in our first location, and then the hair, they just both supported one another. Because back then we just saw the value of that. So our brand has always been an evolving brand. It's just always, you know, growing and wanting to see what's next. And elevating the experience for all ages. Because we know people who are 20 now, they want to carry the Louis Vuitton purse and they really want to go get the $6 Starbucks coffee, right? Mm-hmm. So they like an elevated lifestyle right. at a young age. So how do we go and how do we capitalize on that for the 20-year-old? How do we capitalize on that for the 30-year-old, for the new mom, right? And for majority of our clients who are between 40 and 60, how do we capitalize on keeping them feeling ageless and, you know, keeping our brand committed to helping them look and feel young? So I think our brand has just evolved.
Speaking about ageless, I mean, you're so beautiful. And
so sweet.
I would, you know, I mean.
So are you.
You look 20 years younger than what I think you are.
There you go.
So what is your secret?
Genetics.
No, you do stuff.
Well, you know what? I'm a redhead now, and I never really loved the sun. So I think I'm thankful that I had a few sunburns when I was young.
Yeah.
And so I just realized that just the sun is not my friend.
Right.
I do believe, though, that you need to take care of your skin. It's your largest organ. Mm-hmm. I think it's important to stay hydrated. I think it's lifestyle. Mm-hmm. I think it's lack of stress. I think there's a lot of things that cause people's skin to age.
Right.
You know? But for me, I'm committed to a system that I do every morning and every evening. I'm not crazy. Like, it's not like, oh my gosh, everywhere I go, I have to look so perfect, because I think that's overrated. But I look the best for you know, I hate to say my age, but I just looking the best and feeling the best kind of are both important to me. You know
right.
what I'm saying?
So right.
Keeping
right.
your hair up, keeping your skin up, all that. But I am going to give you one little nugget. I think the most thing that makes a woman look younger as they get older is proper eyebrow balance. Because as your eyes age, because you're going to age around your eyes, you're going to age around your neck first, right? Mm-hmm. So what can really always enhance your eyes is proper eyebrow balance. So that's probably one of the things I teach most of my clients. That, you know what, if your eyebrows, right, are in shape, it's going to balance out your whole face.
So that's interesting, yeah.
Totally.
That's a great nugget to share.
Yeah.
Since we talk about culture on this podcast a whole lot, I'd be remiss not to talk about culture. And you had a team bonding day with your team. And I was so, you know, blessed and thankful that you allowed me to participate as a sponsor because, you know, I know almost everybody there. At some point, somebody has touched my hair.
Right.
So, and they're a great group. I love them. Yes. And so can you share a little bit about how that's important for a business to be intentional about culture
and
doing those little team bonding events? Because some of my clients do it, and the ones that do it, I see that they thrive in a whole different way than the companies that don't do it.
Right.
You know, or they don't even really have everybody has a culture, whether it's intentional or not.
Right.
So, but those who don't do those type of events, it does, I find in all my years' experience, they're not as thriving and as successful as others that do.
Right.
So,
yeah. And I think, though, when you think of culture, you think of what? Somebody's values and belief systems, right? And I find that when the leader is always instilling culture and just keep, you know, depositing culture, then the culture never dies. What gets scary is when the leader really backs up and they find out a year later, it's a culture now I didn't even create. So I'm very intentional on staying on course and on task with the culture. I find that for me this year, I started to look at, because our word was more in 2024. And so when I thought of more, I thought of intangibles and tangibles, right? Mm-hmm. And so it's those intangibles first that actually build people. Care more, love more, share more, give more. So I felt like that, you know what? If I really get to the heart of them, and build them first as people, then the byproduct of that creates more. But it creates more in them first, which they pass on to the client. So it really becomes an evolution of more because of what you deposit in someone first. Mm-hmm. And so for me, it just popped in my head, thinking of more, thinking of expectation was one of our words this year. relationship was one of our words this year. Openness was one of our words. And so we're like, you know what? What can we do to create all that? And it needs to start within our house first at H2O. And that's going to move on to other people. But I think what it did, it made us that day, because it was really a special day. And it made us pause, reflect, relax, appreciate, and honestly know what your coworker's really feeling. And when you do that, there's this synergy that makes everybody start to look out for one another. And that is really what becomes powerful. I mean, that's what takes people from good to great, right?
Yeah.
And so it's something I want to continue every year. I saw so much value in it, first in them, and I just know that that's going to grow. So I think it was just something that was put on the inside of me that I wanted to do. Because you know what, Annette, I always say, I don't earn a living, I earn a giving. So if I really work on giving to someone first, right? The easiest thing is to be blessed, is to have increase. But if I really live with a scarcity mentality and live thinking, oh my gosh, this is it, this is all I have, right? Then I have already limited my belief system.
Right.
So
I do agree in that.
I do.
Yeah.
And you the same way.
Right.
I
mean, yeah.
You always, you know, you're with us all the time and we love it, right? But you were very generous that day to our team. You bought us our bags that the girls still and the guys still continue to use, and I love those. But I just think that's just the heartbeat of our company.
Yes.
So.
Yeah. Well, thank you for letting me be involved. This was great. I mean, I think that there's a lot of uniqueness that you have from your story that people can learn from. And but I know there's something else that is really important to you that you want to share, especially with the younger people.
Right.
So I'm going to give you the time to just share that vision, share that story. You know,
well,
what do you, everything you want to leave that audience with?
Okay.
And remember about you.
Yeah. So when you asked me to speak, you know, of course I like to write notes and I like to ponder on them. And I was just thinking, okay, I'm going to talk about calling versus career. I'm going to talk about culture. And then I'm going to talk about community, because we do live in an amazing community that loves to give back.
Oh, yes, we do.
And so when I was thinking of that, like, that's all great. Like, that's kind of the formula. Like, find out what your calling is, or find out your career, or find out what you love. And I started thinking, you know what? What really has kept me moving forward? Because, again, so many people, I mean, I don't know if they ask you, but I have so many people that say, oh, are you going to retire? I always say never. And you know what? I'm letting you know, retirement is not even biblical. So I have no intention of retiring. But it's really vision. And so I think daily, things start in the daily. Like, whatever you do in the daily is really what you end up becoming. Success is not in a day, but it is in the daily, right?
Right.
And so vision is really probably one of my biggest strengths, because I really consider myself a visionary, and even what my sister and I call ourselves, passionaries. And it's always casting that vision, casting that passion for what's next and where do we go. So what actually is vision? Vision is really what you think, what you dream, and what you imagine, right? But vision only comes to fruition is if I have a plan. So it says, write the vision, make it plain. It actually says, write it in big letters, right? So those who see it, which is really what I do and you do too with your business, so they can run with it, right? But so if you don't have a vision or some kind of blueprint of where am I going and how am I going to get there, right? Then you have a great idea, but you have no execution of that idea. So for me, how do I take vision and how do I cause vision to grow? It's kind of what I said a little bit earlier. It's, I write it down, right? I say it. I see it, I hear it, and then I speak it. But it's never done in a day, but it is done in the daily. So I wrote a few things here because I thought it was so great that it says, fearless, successful entrepreneurs have the superpower to turn their dreams into reality. So how do they do that? They do it through vision.
Yeah.
Because how many people can look at people who are successful and they say, oh my gosh, you're so lucky. oh my gosh, how did you get there?
Right.
Well, you and I saying in the back, this was not luck.
No.
It was sacrifice and it was hard work.
Right.
Right. And so it all really starts with a vision. And it one thing you have to have the grit to get up and go, right? You have to have the passion to continue to pursue it, right? And you have to continue to believe in yourself. So I think one of the things that I feel like that I have as a leader and even for my team is that ability to not only have vision, but the ability to cast vision. I mean, it's amazing, Annette, and you know a few people, well, a lot of them, all of them who work with us, but I'm going to think of one particular person. He started with us less than 5 years ago, an amazing, hardworking man, and he would just work with me every day, and I'd cast vision, and I'd say, I could see you doing this. You're great with people. You do a fabulous blow dry. Love how you highlight. And just me seeing it, it's like, I think that is true. I think I do have that.
Right.
I think I can do it. And so when you see people who, in my industry in particular, who can start thinking, not even believing in themselves, right? And we can cash vision mm-hmm. and say, no, this is for you. And they become six-figure stylists. And then they're driving a luxury car. And then they just bought a beautiful home. And then they, you know, are going on an amazing trip. It's like that vision became reality. Right. Even if they didn't have it, we did to give to them. So I'm going to encourage every young person, and I want you to look at me right now. And I'm going to encourage you to whatever God put on the inside of you, that vision. I don't care how big it is. I don't care how ridiculous it sounds. I would write it down and I would start to map it out because a vision is what you think and what you imagine, what you dream.
Mm-hmm.
But then you have to have a strategic plan on how do you do that. And I always say, and this is how I do it, I look at the big picture. I create my forecast for the year. And then I fragment it out each month on what I want to do. And if that goal is not being reached or there's a delay, we meet with one another and say, okay, I'm going to mentor you. Tell me what you need from me. Tell me where you feel like you're off track. What can we do to get you back on board, right? And so with that, with young people, you need a mentor. But you need a mentor who's really already done it, right?
Right.
It's like, how can I teach you how to make $500,000 if I have it? How can I teach you how to make $1,000,000 if I have it? How can I teach you how to make $100,000 if I have it, right?
Right.
You really believe those people who've done it. And they really see it in you. And then you start to say, oh my gosh, I can do it too. And so for us, it snowballs because they give it to somebody else who works right next to them, who hasn't seen it, believed it, or have it. And they say, no, you can do it, right?
Right.
But to me, it all starts with vision and having that right mentor who could really teach you how to go further, you know? So I think that's what I want to leave for everybody. Just find your vision. It's in there. Even if it sounds ridiculous, write it down. And you know what? Daily, just start to believe for it. Map it out. Find those people who could help your dreams come true because they're out there.
Right.
I always tell my boys, because I'm always cashing vision for them and even my girls, but I'm constantly asking them, what are you believing for? What do you see the next step? And one especially writes it down, but he always will come up to me and he'll say, Mama, just thank you for being such a huge encourager to me. Or just your encouragement is just, it's helped me so much because it's hard when you're young.
Right.
Especially nowadays, there's so much, many social things and so many things on social media where the imposter syndrome
right.
or the comparison wants to come in, you know? But we were never created to compare ourselves to one another because we'll never be our true authentic self, right?
Right.
And so that's just something that I just want to leave with everyone. Everybody has it on the inside. They have
right.
gifts and talents and abilities. And so just don't be afraid to go after it. And it's okay to risk because it's going to cost you something.
Right. I just wrote a chapter in one of Jack Canfield's book about success. And it was a lot about the going back to the basics and the elements of how successful millionaires were able to accomplish what they could accomplish. And visualization and gratitude,
yeah.
taking care of yourself is all a part of that. And it's just such basic stuff.
Yeah.
So
yeah, we make it complicated.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be complicated.
It doesn't
at all.
Yep. I agree.
All right, well, thank you so much.
I had a great time with
you
today.
Yeah, this was fun.
Was
yes,
fun.
Yes.
You look amazing.
Well,
your hair looks
thank
great.
You.
Your makeup looks great. So.
Your people took care of me.
Yes. Yep. Thank you so much.
Yes.
Until next time, my friends, remember, as we continue to strive for excellence in both our professional and personal lives, let's always aim to elevate ourselves and those around us. Thank you for joining us on this journey of growth and empowerment, and keep reaching for new heights.